Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing He Is Here, and in part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled There Is Hope in God from Hosea chapter 2, verses 11 through 15.
people today. Give Him praise in the house of the living God.
If you have your Bibles, the book of Hosea, chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. And as we're talking today about there is hope in God. Now, we've been on this subject about hope for the last several weeks. And we've dealt with a lot of issues pertaining to salvation. Especially, that's been one of the focal points that we have dealt with, is the fact of salvation. That is our process of hope. And if we don't have salvation, we don't have any hope. I mean, this world is not going to offer you any hope. And time is fleeting by, and lives are going along. And each day we're aging and getting closer to eternity. And if you don't have Jesus in your heart, your eternity is not looking very, very bright. It's going to be looking pretty bleak. So you can receive Him as your personal Savior if you're not saved. But then after salvation, that doesn't mean that, you'll never have another problem. You'll never have another struggle. You'll never go through another storm. That means you're going to go through all of that stuff. But it means you got somebody with you now to weather that storm with you, and that you can cast your every care upon, that you can trust in the Lord. What a tremendous promise that God gave to Israel when, as you will see, He promised His people a ray of hope, a blessed assurance, a door, as we're going to see from the book of Hosea, a door of hope in an impossible situation. And I'm not asking for the show of your hand, but I'm just asking you today that maybe you're sitting in this sanctuary or you're watching this program on television, and maybe you are in an impossible situation. And that can carry in any area of your living today. We all face those places and those storms that, you know, really bring us to a place and a point of what seems impossible. Maybe it's a doctor's report. I've talked to people just over the last several days, and some have not gotten good reports. Some have gotten cancer reports, and it doesn't sound too good. It doesn't sound very positive. Some are facing family issues that seemingly, what are we going to do? Some are going through struggles and going through problems and going through difficulties, and hearts are challenged. You know, we get in places where, honestly, we feel like giving up, don't we? We almost feel like just throwing in the towel. We just feel like, well, I'm just going to get into bed and not get out. We get up. We try to get through life, and we're depressed and defeated, and it just seems like it wears on us. And the next thing you know, we're in a position that, you know, we're ready to just walk away from everything and everybody. That's not what God wants for you today. Hallelujah. He will be your anchor of hope in every storm that you go through. And so the songwriter, some of you remember the old songwriter, Mosey Lister. What a name. That's about as bad as Carlton Duck, isn't it? But he wrote the lyrics of this song, and I just chose some of the lyrics from the chorus. It says, "Hold me fast. Let me stand." Some of you need to sing that old song. "In the hollow of your hand, keep me safe till the storm passes by." And if you're wondering what the title is, that's the title of it. "Till the storm passes by." Many times, you know, Satan comes to us and he whispers into our spirit, and he comes to us in a place of seemingly defeat, and he tells us there's no real hope and there's no need to try. But there's no end to the storm that you're facing and the struggle that you're in. And you just might as well throw in the towel and give up and walk away and quit. But the devil is a liar. Did you hear that? The devil is a liar today. For King David said and proclaimed, "Hope thou in God." This world is not going to give you any hope. The devil is not going to have FedEx deliver you a package that contains hope tomorrow in the mail. The postmaster is not going to send you something through the United Postal Service that's going to bring hope. We say, well, I got a little check, or I got a little this, or I got that, or something. Well, all that stuff passes away. But what God gives you today is eternal. Because you can hope with God and hope in the fact that He has given you a promise that whatever you're in, God is in that with you. Now, from the book of Hosea, chapter 2, verses 11 through 15, we read, and these are kind of strange verses, if you would, but listen carefully or follow along on the screens or in your Bible. "I will also cause all of her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and lay fig trees, and her fig trees, whereof she hath said, 'These are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them.' And I will visit upon the days of Balaam, wherein she burned incense to them. And she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and begat me, saith the Lord. Forgat me. In other words, forgot me. Forgot the Lord. How many people out there today who used to walk with God have forgotten the Lord? How many have forgotten the blessings that God has showered their life with? I mean, even to the point, every day is a day of mercy and grace. That God lets us live on His earth and breathe His oxygen and move and have our being today. I mean, every day is a blessing from God. Whether the sun is shining or not, whether it's in the valley or not, wherever you are in life today, God is still your God. Amen. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valleys of Achor. Remember that valley? For a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Now, may God bless His word today. We have a God who gives hope. We have a God who even heals a broken heart. We have a God today that can fix the unfixables in our life. And you may be here today with an unfixable situation. We have a God today that can change what seemingly is unchangeable. That you're at the end of your rope or the end of your road, or you're at the place of utter defeat or discouragement today. For our God is a God who brings peace in the midst of every storm. Remember when Jesus walked on the water and He brought the peace and He even spoke peace to the storms and said, "Peace, be still." Even when Peter was sinking in the waters and he had stepped out of the boat and was walking on water and he got his eyes off of Jesus and he began sinking, but in faith, Jesus reached out and lifted him up. Let me tell you today, we can look to the Lord in wherever we're at and know that He is a God who's always there. He's a God who cares for us today. If you've got a storm, if you've got a struggle, if you've got a situation going on in your life today, this same God is your hope. Let us not forget. Actually, hope is a powerful gift from God that He has bestowed upon the believer today. See, you've got to be a believer to have hope. You know, we say in the phrases of the world, "Well, I hope things are going to get better." And we talk in a shallow, unpromising way about hope. I mean, even to the point behind our back, we got our fingers crossed. Or we're going through things and we're hoping they're going to get better. Well, that's not really an anchored hope. That's a shallow hope today. That's not a hope that is found in Christ. That's a hope that is only found in happenings or situations of your life. They won't work. I mean, I don't want to pop your bubble and give you today discouragement, but the things of this world are not going to work for you. What does work is what God has said. And what God has proclaimed in His precious word today. Thank God, in the pages of this book is all the hope you'll ever need in life. In the pages of this book is every supply that you'll ever have. In this book is every need that you'll have that will have a situation that needs help in. For the Lord is my helper. David said, "I looked unto the hills when which cometh my help." My help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.